The OLDATT, Colgate presents Bill Stern.
With a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a 336th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Featuring strange and fantastic stories, some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. Our special guest tonight is one of America's most famous orchestra leaders, Xavier Cugat. But first, real one. He's the feller who bids fair to become the greatest right-hand pitcher of all time. He's Bob Feller, and he's geared for speed. Bob Feller is partial to the shave cream that's geared for speed. So here's what he wrote me about Colgate Brushless Shave Cream.
Dear Bill, Colgate Brushless makes my tough whiskers so soft they shave off slick as fuzz. I just spread it on straight from the jar, go over once lightly with my razor, and the old face is smooth as a button. Good luck to you, Bill, and Colgate Brushless Shave Cream from Bob Feller.
Men, maybe you don't have a wicked right arm like Bob Feller, but you doubtless have the same kind of stubble trouble, tough whiskers, and tender skin. So why not take a champion's advice? Use Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, the shave cream of champions. Just wash your face, spread on Colgate Brushless, shave it off, and notice it stays moist and active, doesn't dry out, but keeps those stubborn whiskers soft and pliable, so your razor can cut clean and close without pulling or snagging. No after irritation either, and it's not gooey or greasy. That's why it rinses off your razor and face so fast. But look, men, you don't have to take my word for this. Try Colgate Brushless for your next shave. And if you're not completely satisfied, just mail the top of the carton to me. Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey, and you'll get double your money back. Invest in a jumbo jar, the 9-ounce economy size of Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions tonight. Reel 2, Portrait of a Racing Driver. This is the story of a man who wanted to go faster than any man has ever gone in a speedboat. He became known as a man who'd take any kind of a chance to win, and he did win. He won race after race, until in 1942, he set the incredible record of winning 15 heats out of 16 races. Later that same year, he brought his speedboat to Martinsville, West Virginia, to enter the National Speedboat Championships of the United States. If he could win that title, he'd have won every important speedboat race in America, something that nobody had ever done. Finally, the day of the championship race arrived. Nervously, he ran his boat up to the starting line. He crouched over his wheel. He heard the starter say, "On your mark, get set." He was away fast. He gave it a gun as he shot out into the lead. At the halfway mark, he was still out in front. Suddenly felt a burning pain down in his left leg. His motor had sprung an oil leak. Burning oil was pouring over one of his legs. The pain was terrible, but he hung on and on, giving it everything he had. Now, there was only one more lap to go. And then he felt that pain shoot into his other leg. Looking down, he saw that an exhaust pipe had broken. Hot sparks from the motor were burning him. He couldn't move either of his legs now. But if he could only hang on, he could still win that championship. He could smell the burning flesh from his own legs as he hit the straightaway and headed for home. And then he shot over the finish line, the winner. He had won the speedboat championship of the United States. Yeah, that's the story of a man who watched his own legs burn in order to win America's most important boat race. Today, his legs are completely recovered, and yet very few people think of him as the speedboat champion of the United States, because he's far better known as one of America's most famous orchestra leaders. You know him as Guy Lombardo. Perhaps you're wondering why a famous orchestra leader like Guy Lombardo would take such risks. Only Guy Lombardo can answer that question.
I learned to love the water by watching the greatest competitor I've ever seen, a man named Charles Zimmy.
Charles Zimmy? Charles Zimmy was a great competitor. He, too, loved the water, and he, too, wanted to set an American record. As a racing driver, Charles Zimmy could never quite make it. But he loved the water so much that he turned to swimming races, and in swimming competition, he astonished the world. For one day, Charles Zimmy publicly announced that he was going to swim all the way from Albany to New York City, down the Hudson River, a distance of 147 miles. And on August the 25th of 1937, true to his word, Charles Zimmy did enter the Hudson River at Albany to begin his endurance swim. At the end of 21 hours, he passed the 20-mile mark, then the 50-mile mark. He'd been in the water 54 hours now. At the end of 80 hours, he'd reached the 75-mile mark. People weren't laughing at Charles Zimmy anymore. At the 100-mile mark, the water was rough, but he kept on until he almost fainted from exhaustion as they reached the 135-mile mark. On and on he kept. Now there were only 17 more miles to go. Each stroke was painful, but Charles Zimmy gritted his teeth and vowed that he'd make it. And make it he did! after being in the water 5 full days. Charles Zimmy had swam the entire 147 miles down the Hudson River from Albany to New York City to set an American record. That's the story. Oh, yeah, there's one thing I forgot to tell you. Charles Zimmy, the man who swam that 147 miles, is a cripple. You see, Charles Zimmy has no legs. Reel 3. Colgate camera close-up of Xavier Kuka. Right now at the Capitol Theater in New York City, along with the Ziegfeld Follies on the screen, on the stage is Xavier Cugat and his great orchestra. Here he is in person, one of the best-known orchestra leaders in the world, Xavier Cugat.
Good evening, Dale. I have to get back to the Capitol Theater, but before I do, may I ask you some questions on the story you told tonight?
Well, please do, Cugat. That's the right of each guest each week. Now, what would you like to know?
Did Charles Zimmy really swim all the way from Albany to New York City without any legs?
He most certainly did.
And did my good friend Guy Lombardo actually win the speedball championship of the United States?
He sure did, and he severely burned both legs in doing it. Now, you see what an orchestra leader can do, Coogie? Now, you're an orchestra leader.
And my favorite sport is bullfighting.
I didn't ask you that.
No, but you would have. And after that, I like hayalai. You know what hayalai is?
Hayalai? Oh, now I think I do.
Well, it makes no difference. Say, why don't you ask me some questions?
So far, you've been conducting this interview pretty much yourself.
I always conduct. I'm an orchestra leader. But, Bill, if you will let me get serious, I'd like to tell you a sports story.
Go right ahead, Cougar.
All right. As you know, most of the music my orchestra plays comes from south of the Rio Grande. And this story comes from Mexico, too. This is the story of Mexico's leading dress designer. This dress designer turns out the most beautiful ladies' dresses in Mexico. But not only this dress designer creates Mexico's most beautiful clothes, but this designer also runs Mexico's most exclusive dress shop, where these lovely clothes are bought by the richest people in Mexico, including the wife of the president. But the amazing thing about this is that this dress designer, who designed Mexico's most beautiful clothes and runs Mexico's most exclusive dress shop, is actually a man named Gardenia Davis, who is also the professional wrestling champion of Mexico.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Xavier Kuka. Reel 4, Charles F. McCarthy.
Even tough whiskers strike out when Colgate Brushless Shave Cream is in there pitching. Yes, sir. For Colgate Brushless is made specially for wiry whiskers and naturally dry, sensitive skin. This light, fluffy cream stays moist clear through your shave and hangs up a winning score for quick, slick, no-pull performance. You can't beat that, can you, fellows? Then join the champion. Get yourself a jumbo jar of Colgate Brushless Shave Cream tonight and cop the pennant for shaving comfort every time you use it. And now back to Bill Stern.
Reel 5. Profile of a man who refused to quit. Just a moment ago, I told you the story of one man who loved boats. Now let me tell you the story of another man who also loved boats. For this is the story of an athlete. They say that great athletes never come back once they're beaten. Well, perhaps, but listen to this story as told to me and see if you agree. This story begins on a farm many years ago when a little farm boy of 9 rode his Texas cow pony 10 miles through rain and sleet to take some medicine to a sick family. And even though the lad was only 9, he and his Texas cow pony got the medicine there in time. The following year, the lad went out for his school baseball team. He made that team, too, playing shortstop, reputedly playing through right one entire game with a broken hand. Rather than quit. Next, the lad went out for football. He only weighed 105 pounds then. He came home the first night with a broken collarbone. The next year, he received 2 cracked ribs. But he stuck at it. And in his senior year, according to the story, not only made the team, but he ran the opening kickoff back 86 yards for a touchdown. But it was in track that this boy was to set his first intercollegiate record and attract national fame. He went out for the high kick, which consisted of lifting one leg high in the air, quickly bringing it down, and then shooting the other leg up in a scissors motion. He set a record of 8 feet 6 inches, which still stands today, although this sport is no longer competed for in modern track. Years were passing quickly now. The boy's athletic fame was spreading. He took up bicycle racing, and he toured Germany on his bicycle. Once in Germany, he was arrested by the German police 4 different times in one day. After being arrested 4 times in Germany, the lad came back to the United States, where he went to college, and he continued his athletic career. Upon entering college, he immediately went out for the freshman football team. Then he rowed on the crew. And while rowing on the college crew, he developed a great love for boats. This love for boats was to change his entire life. For long after his college days were over, this boy, by now a man, became one of America's greatest yachtsmen, winning trophy after trophy as he sailed his own boat from New York to Maine. One day in 1921, this man was as usual sailing his boat up the coast of Maine. It was a beautiful day. Suddenly he saw a forest fire just beginning on the shore. Quickly he landed his boat and started to fight that fire. All day long he fought that fire until help arrived, and thanks to his own speedy efforts, a bad forest fire was averted. That night, when the fire was finally out, he was tired. But not so tired that he couldn't take a swim to cool off. So, without thinking of his weakened condition from fighting the fire, he plunged into the icy water. The next day he was sick. So sick that he could hardly move. 2 days later, a solemn-faced doctor spoke the dreaded words.
This man is very sick. He may live, he may not. If he does live, his athletic career is finished. He can never come back.
But that doctor was wrong. This athlete did come back. This athlete who'd played baseball with a broken hand, football with cracked ribs, who'd set a track record that still stands today. Yeah, he came back. Came back to become the President of the United States. You see, his name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He didn't become a champion in any sport. Yet he was the greatest champion that sports have ever had. One never thinks of a man with infantile paralysis as a champion, but paralysis never stopped Franklin Roosevelt. No. In fact, he'd never have had paralysis if it hadn't been for sports. For it was through sports that he became paralyzed. 1 year ago tonight, when I first heard the tragic news of his death, I tried to think of something appropriate that would sum up everyone's feelings for this man. Then I remembered a simple inscription that's written and granted over the Arlington Military Cemetery where America's war heroes are buried. Yet I think that this inscription, which was meant for them, applies equally well to President Roosevelt. For it reads, "Sleep well, soldier. You are not forgotten." Man who passed away a year ago today. That's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be the former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. Jack Dempsey. So be sure and be with us next Friday night at our usual time when we have as our guest in person the former heavyweight champion of the world, Jack Dempsey. See you then. Till then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, it's the very same time next Friday night. This is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports, he rolls the inside dope, he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-T-A-T-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, last year nearly 30,000 people were killed. Practically every one of these accidents could have been avoided. If you're a pedestrian, don't jaywalk. When you drive, don't try to beat the light. Don't speed when the law isn't looking. And don't neglect repairs on your car or drive when you've had a few drinks. Xavier Cugat appeared tonight courtesy of Coca-Cola Spotlight Band. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.